I'm James Chimpton. Hello and welcome to Inside the Artist Studio on Neighborhood Public Radio. It is March 28th, 2008. I'm your host, James Chimpton. Thank you for joining us today. We are here at the Whitney Biennial with Ms. Eve Marsha. Eve, thank you for taking the time to join us. Some might say you are one of your generation's first-class artists, and today you are here, inside the artist studio. Let's get started, shall we?
Yes, thank you for inviting me, Mr. Chimpton.
Is there a gallery or website our listeners can go to see your work?
There is indeed. It's evemosher.com. EveMosher.com.
Where were you born? Eve?
I was born in Delaware, Ohio.
Is it true you were a student at Sierra Nevada College?
No, Mr. Chimpton, in fact, that's not true. I did show some work at Sierra Nevada College. My studies were in Texas and New York, though.
Eve, having grown up in New York, how did you find yourself just a few years later at Truckee Meadows Community College?
Mr. Chimpton, like I just said, I actually grew up in Texas and lived in New York, and then was out living in California and just showed work at Truckee Meadows College.
Who did you study under?
I studied under a number of different professors at...
Really?
Yeah, really.
Go on.
A number of different professors at Pratt Institute.
What else can you tell us about your schooling?
I was an undergraduate student of architecture and then did a master's in fine arts.
When did you know you were going to be a rectivist artist?
A what kind of artist?
I prefer not to repeat myself. When did you know you were going to be a rectivist artist?
Activist. I didn't ever know I was going to be an activist artist. It sort of just happened.
And how did that impact your work?
It moved my work from the gallery space out into communities.
Curious, would you call it a traditional practice?
No, I think it's pretty non-traditional. I'm doing sort of ephemeral performative public artworks at this point.
Interesting. Go on.
That's about all I have to say about that.
Tell me more.
Well, I guess I could talk about the impact of working out in communities and how important
yes.
it is to me to engage with the people who are viewing the artwork. And that's
yes.
a really interesting experience.
Really?
Yes, really.
Tell me more.
So, let's see.
Why are you laughing?
It's a little bit humorous to be interviewed by a British chimp. See?
If you don't mind, I am certain our listeners would like to hear about your artistic method.
My artistic method, primarily what I'm focused on now is looking at environmental issues and translating scientific data into artistic interventions on the street.
Of the what you call activist artworks you've completed, which do you think have been the most successful and why?
I don't know if I call them activist artworks, but they are called that. The most successful to date was the High Waterline Project in 2007. Oh, I forgot to answer.
Tell me more.
I forgot to answer why. It was a really large-scale project, covered 70 miles of coastline in New York City, and really got me out interacting with a really diverse public.
Why?
why was I out interacting with a diverse public? The project itself involved going out on the street and marking the 10-foot above sea level line and having conversations with people along the way. So it was a 6-month-long project where I was out talking to people and meeting people.
That's incredible.
Thank you, Mr. Chimpton.
What role do you think that art critics like Charles Baudelaire or Sister Wendy Beckett should play in the audience's viewing of your work? What role do you think that art critics like Charles Baudelaire or Sister Wendy Beckett should play in the audience's viewing of your work?
Question.
What role should they play?
What role should the audience play in the viewing of my work? I actually prefer that the audience play a more of an interactive role as opposed to just a viewing role, that they participate in some way in the work.
Are there any new works that you are contemplating currently?
A lot of new works that I'm contemplating currently. Work that gets people out into their neighborhood, identifying locations which could do with remediation projects, and also one working on networking through green roofs.
Where do you see that headed?
Where do I see the green roof project headed? Towards serving some underserved neighborhoods with remediation projects and education, and also giving people tools to build community around environmental issues.
Eve, please tell us about your most recent project.
The most recent project, trying to think, I don't have anything. The high water line was the last one I finished. I'm currently working on a couple of commissions that are, again, engaging public in understanding their surroundings.
Having studied figurative Hinduism during my tenure at Brown University, I see a strong correlation to the performative utilitarianism in your work. What are your thoughts on this?
I completely agree, Mr. Chimpton. I think there's a lot of figuration in the performative works.
How do you see your work in relation to the history of Rococo?
It's very distant from it. I prefer to align with Dadaists.
Can you put that in a less relational context?
But you asked for a relational... You asked a relational question.
Have you considered making more intuitive activist artworks?
More intuitive activist artworks? I don't even know what that means.
Really?
Really.
You had an exhibition at Sierra Nevada College. Some say this was a turning point in your career. But I have my doubts.
I have my doubts as well. I don't think I would consider that a turning point in my career.
Alfred, my youngest son, is a fan of early work in St. Paul, but he is young and has childish tastes. For the benefit of our listeners, do tell us about your early career.
In St. Paul?
What? Yeah, you did something in St. Paul.
I don't even remember that. My early career, the work was probably very engaging for children, very tactile materials in installations that people really liked to touch, so I imagine that would be a childish intuition, not intuition, what's the word? When you want to do something? Anyway.
Inclination,
thank you.
Let us return to your relationship to Santa Rosa, which I must say holds a special place in my heart.
To who? Santa Rosa. Oh, to Santa Rosa. I don't remember doing anything in Santa Rosa. I have a terrible memory, Mr. Chimpton. I'm glad you did your research. Santa Rosa, where did I show? Where is Santa Rosa?
It's not the same
world. No, it's in California. Oh, I know what was in Santa Rosa. I think I showed at a winery in Santa Rosa.
Many may know with this set of questions. My friend M.R. James Lipton, no relation, popularized this set of 10 questions on his basic cable program. Shall we begin with the 10 questions?
Certainly, Mr. Chimpton.
What is your favorite word?
Pythagorean.
What is your least favorite word?
Least favorite word. Antagonistic.
What turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally?
The environment.
What turns you off?
Turns me up? Off. Stupid people.
What is your favorite curse word?
Bollocks.
What sound or noise do you love?
The sound of wind.
What sound or noise do you hate?
The sound of cars honking.
What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
Botany.
What profession would you not like to do?
Bus driver.
If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Welcome to my world.
Eve, what are your thoughts on the issue of evolution and intelligent design?
That evolution happened?
I disagree, but go on.
So you're implying that evolution did not happen?
Yes.
So I guess you think that your role in evolution is not important?
Yes.
With intelligent design, you were designed specifically the way you were designed?
Yes.
Okay.
Why are you laughing?
Each to his own opinion, really, Mr. Chimpton.
Interesting.
Indeed.
Eve, can you give our audience your website again, please?
I certainly can. It's evemosher.com. EveMosher.com.
I'm sorry. I had trouble hearing you. Did you say something about bananas?
I said, yes, we have no bananas, Mr. Chimpton.
That's an interesting point.
Really?
Unfortunately, it's time to conclude our interview. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm James Chimpton. Eve, thank you so much for joining us for this interview. You are listening to Neighborhood Public Radio broadcasting live from the 2008 Whitney Biennial at 91.9 FM. I bid you good day.
Thank you, Mr. Chimpton.